everyone. Steve Lennox, Lennox on Baseball live stream podcast, as we recap day number 29 of the Major League Baseball regular season. As we open up here, reminder, give us a follow with our YouTube channel at Lennox on Baseball. This audio version is also available on Spotify after we go off as well. Recapping day number 29 of the Major League Baseball season, some interesting series coming up this weekend. The Mets are going to get J.D. Martinez. Max Scherzer is closing in, although it's not going to be at least for one more start, I would imagine. But Scherzer is going to be back at some time soon with the Texas Rangers as well. Before we do our day recap of day number 29. Let's start off with That's Baseball. Take you back here. Who is your first baseball idol? Your first baseball idol. Think to yourself how many conversations you've had over the years with people describing what drew you to that one particular player. Did you describe in a bat, a pitching performance, a single game, a single season, recite stats, different home runs or strikeouts or outings that they had over the course of that time? That idol that got you talking baseball as a young person. Did you emulate their stance or try to pitch like them at any point in time? Did you wear their number in Little League or in high school? Thinking back and recalling those memories in great detail, well, that's baseball. Let's recap day number 29 of the Major League Baseball regular season. 10 games on Thursday with series wrapping up and the Guardians taking care of business at home against the Boston Red Sox. And the Guardians with a five-run second beating the Red Sox 6-4. With that, they take 2 out of 3 in the series. The Red Sox swept the series last weekend in Pittsburgh. They take just 1 of 3 against the Guardians. So overall, a good road trip, but they did lose 2 to a very good Cleveland team. Will Brennan got things going in the second solo home run later in the inning. Jose Ramirez, a grand slam, his 6th career grand slam at the big league level. Ramirez, 3 base hits, now 5 home runs, 23 runs batted in on the season. Both home runs for the Guardians coming off starting pitcher Chase Anderson. Red Sox using 6 pitchers. Guardians use 7. Rafael Devers, 2nd straight 3-head game. And with the win on Thursday, the Guardians have won 6 of 7 overall. They go 5-2 against the Red Sox in their regular season. Will not see each other again during the regular season. I'm giving some serious thought to this. It's going to take some more prompting, but I am giving some serious thought to purchasing an A's t-shirt. It might be a Philadelphia A's t-shirt. It may be a Kansas City A's t-shirt. But I'm giving it some support. I'm giving it some thought to support the team. A's garner a split of their 4-game series. And this is a team that maybe they can be 500. They've got a ways to go to get there right now. But this is a team that certainly can go into a series and be a pest. Not only looking at, you know, upcoming May, but throughout the course of the season. You cannot take this team on the field, from what I'm seeing, lightly. Because they're coming to play. They've got some holes, yes, but picking up the victory against the Yankees and holding the Yankees just to the one run in the series finale. 3-1 the final from the Bronx on Thursday. Yankees just 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position, left 11 runners on base, and had 11 base hits, but again, just the one run. Nick Allen, Tyler Nevin, both hitting their first home runs of the season off Nestor Cortez. Those shots in the third, Allen's solo home run tied the game at 1. Nevin's home run later in the frame, giving the A's that 3-1 lead. Mason Miller got the final 4 outs. Miller the save, 6th on the season. And the A's go into New York and garner a split of the 4-game series against the Yankees. Dodgers an 11-2 rout against the Nationals on Wednesday. A 2-1 victory against the Nationals on Thursday. And with that win on Thursday in the finale, Dodgers win all 3 in our nation's capital. Teoscar Hernandez, solo home run in the second. Freddie Freeman made it 2-0 with an RBI double in the 8th inning. Nationals, their run coming across in the bottom half of the 8th inning. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, 6 scoreless innings, struck out 7, notched the win, his 2nd on the year. And Evan Phillips, 1-2-3 ninth inning out of the bullpen. And Phillips picking up the save. He's now 7 of 7 on the season and save opportunities for the Dodgers. Mariners 2-run home runs from Ty France and Luis Urias beat the Rangers 4-3 in the series finale in Arlington. Urias breaking a 2-2 tie with his 2nd home run of the season, that in the 5th inning. Rockies won a slugfest and didn't come from behind fashion Thursday at Coors Field against the Padres. Rockies down 9-4 going to the home eighth inning. When all was said and done, Rockies scoring 6 runs, and they made it stand up. Elias Diaz capping that big inning off with an RBI double. That gave the Rockies the lead. Jerks and Profar Hassan Kim, both homering in the loss. Now, the Rockies off on Friday. They'll open up a series in Mexico City. Talk about elevation against the Astros on Saturday. That'll be a 2-game series in Mexico between the Astros and the Rockies. And if the Rockies win on Saturday, that'll be 2 wins in a row for the first time this season. Justin Verlander in that outing for the Astros on Thursday at Wrigley Field. Cubs complete the series sweep. We'll get into Verlander. Cubs go Cubs go as they pick up the win and complete the series sweep. 3-1 the finale in the finale at Wrigley on Thursday. Astros just 6 runs in that series. And we know this. You always remember your first. Pete Crow Armstrong got up to the big leagues with the Cubs last year, went 0-for-3 in his 3 at-bats, and that spanned 13 total games. Armstrong yesterday, first big league hit, a home run, broke a 1-1 tie. Armstrong, 2-run shot in the 6th inning. Again, that's his first major league hit along the way. Justin Verlander did not give up a run in his outing, 4 1/3, walked 4, struck out 7. Astros have now dropped 5 in a row and 8 of their 9. Phillies shutout victory in the series opener against the Reds on Monday. Phillies ring the bell with a shutout win in the series finale against the Reds on Thursday in Cincinnati. Phillies, 15 runs allowed in the 2 losses, but 2 shutout victories against the Reds in that series. Zach Wheeler, 2 relievers combining to allow just 3 hits to the Reds in the victory on Thursday. Wheeler now 2-3, ERA 1.93. And the Phillies with their Major League best 5th shutout of the season. Harper, Bryce Harper back in the lineup, returning to the team after the birth of his daughter earlier this week. Congratulations to the Harper family. Harper, a 2-run home run in the 2-run home run in this victory. 5th of the season and the first since the new addition to the Harper family. Trey Turner, 3 base hits. And Turner now hitting at .336. On the season. Brewers drop the first 2 in Pittsburgh, come back, win the next 2, garner a split of the 4-game series against the Buccos at PNC Park, take the finale Thursday 7-5. Brewers 2 in the 8th inning, 1 in the 9th. Gary Sanchez off the bench in a pinch in the 8th inning. Sanchez 2-out, 2-run home run, that off Aroldis Chapman to give the Brewers a 1-run lead. William Contreras home run, 5th on the year. He scored 3 runs. Joey Bart 3-run home run for the Pirates, his 3rd since joining the club. And I don't know that that's going to have David Ortiz type of magic for Joey Bart over the course of his career. If it does happen like that, that's certainly something. Former first-round pick designated for assignment by the Giants a short time ago, picked up by the Pirates. And, hey, sometimes it's better on the other side. New scenario, new team, new uniforms, new everything. Joey Bart getting off to a decent start. And certainly gives the Pirates an option behind the plate as well. So the Brewers, who have now won 6 of 8, they return home, 6-game homestand, 3 against the Yankees, 3 against the Rays. So they'll play 2 teams from the AL East over their next 2 series. The Pirates, they've dropped 8 of their last 10 games, swept over the weekend last weekend by the Red Sox, garnering a split of this 4-game series against the Brewers that was just completed. They're now on the road off to the Bay Area as they'll have 3 against the Giants and then 3 more against the Oakland A's. Guess who completed a 4-game series sweep against the White Sox on Thursday? Yes, the Minnesota Twins. Twins, 5 home runs in the finale, beat the White Sox 6-3. Edward Julian, 2 solo home runs, all 5 home runs, solo shots, 3 of those coming with 2 outs in an inning. Keep track of Twin starter Simeon Woods Richardson. Second-round pick out of the high school ranks in 2018. Gave up 2 runs over 5 innings. Took a no decision in what was his second start of the season. And Simeon Woods Richardson, just 23 years old, and could be a good piece for the Minnesota Twins. White Sox, 3-for-13. Runners in scoring position. Stranded 12 runners on base. 3-22 record. 1-13 now on the road. Their current losing streak is at 7 in a row. Royals, a rain-shortened victory against the Blue Jays at Kauffman Stadium on Thursday, winning 2-1. Salvador Perez, 2-run home run in the first, 7th on the season to go with 25 runs batted in. Cole Reagans giving up just the 1 run over 5. He picked up the win and his first on the season. Reagans rebounding nicely after getting roughed up in his previous outing where he gave up 7 earned runs against the Orioles. Reagans has allowed 3 earned runs or less in 5 of his 6 starts. Royals dropping the opener to the Jays earlier in the series, coming back and winning the next 3 games of that series. That is a recap of day number 29 of the Major League Baseball regular season. Our Sugar's Random Thoughts, brought to you by the Yellow Rose of Talbot Bed and Breakfast in Easton, Maryland. If you are considering the beautiful Maryland Eastern Shore for a getaway this spring, summer, or fall, consider staying at the Yellow Rose of Talbot in Easton, Maryland. The B&B should be on your list. Tell my sister Tammy, tell my brother-in-law Kenneth, who just celebrated an anniversary, that I sent you their way. So, if you want to start your weekend off the right way, you can either do it by yourself in the car, you can do it in your head, you can do it out loud, you can do it in your head silently, but you want to get your weekend off to a good start, send positive vibes. Just one chorus of "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." Again, you can do it out loud if you'd like. You can do it in public. You can do it in private. Or you can just do it as I do it in your head and go from there. When was the last time you heard the name Rafael Furcal? Furcal signed by the Braves out of the Dominican Republic back in November of 1996. National League Rookie of the Year with the Braves in 2000. NL All-Star 3 times in his career, 14 seasons, all in the National League, Braves, Dodgers, Cardinals, Marlins, 69 career triples, 313 stolen bases. And I have to admit, as I was looking up, by the way, thank you, Baseball Reference, for the numbers and the knowledge. As I was looking up those numbers on Baseball Reference, I really thought some of those numbers would be better than they were. Very good. Nice career for Rafael Furcal. But it was just interesting, looking at his postseason numbers. In the postseason, 9 times in his 14 seasons in the big leagues. Again, that is a wrap on day number 29 of the Major League Baseball regular season. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, at Lennox on Baseball. The audio version will be up in just a bit on Spotify as well. We leave you with this. A can of corn isn't what you... can of corn isn't what it used to be. But then again, what is? Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.